greet you, and we greet the souls that are listening to you, and we greet them with new ideas and new thinking, for thoughts is thinking, as you know. What is most important here is thoughts. Things come into your mind. Your mind associates it with other things. Let us say you see a commercial for chocolate, and then you think, oh, I've got to be sure and get some chocolate. It's important. So you're not in charge of that thought. It came in from a visual part, and it reminded or brought forward in the thinking pattern of something. So now let us say that you're on a diet, and you say, oh, that chocolate looks so good, but of course I can't have it. Then you set up a pattern where your thinking is, I can't have it. I can't have it. I can't have it. And then your inner self, the person who you are, who really likes chocolate, is going to say, but there's a way around it. There's a way around it. And so you avoid going to a grocery store. You avoid everything that would bring chocolate into your life. And you go, if I just keep walking past and don't go in, I won't pick up the chocolate. But after a while, you do go in and you do buy the chocolate and you eat it. And then you feel guilty and you go, I shouldn't have eaten the chocolate. I shouldn't have eaten the chocolate. I shouldn't have ever ate that chocolate. Now I'll gain 10 pounds. Now I'll gain 10 pounds. All of this, which is true, you won't gain 10 pounds, but you would put on some weight and then you'd blame yourself and you go through this whole cycle. So now let us go back to the commercial of chocolate. Oh, that looks so yummy. Next time I'm in the store, I'll buy myself a little piece of chocolate. And it will taste so good because I'm really wanting chocolate. And so you go into the store and you buy a chocolate bar and you think, that's all right, I can have a bite today. And then I can have a bite tomorrow. And I can do it again and again. As long as I don't eat it all at one time and take my time and think it through so that it satisfies me at the utmost moment. So here you are. You're rethinking your pattern, which before was grab the chocolate, eat it in a hurry, and take it down, and then feel guilty. Instead, you're saying, I can have this bite of chocolate now. I'm going to get on the treadmill, and I'll burn up that chocolate really quick, or I'm going to do all this work so I know that I will burn up that chocolate, and I won't gain an ounce. This is what I talk about guiding. Guide your thoughts into what is the best for you. Not to feel guilty, but to feel joy. Not to feel sad, oh my gosh, I'm going to gain 10 pounds. Instead say, I can have a bite, and I'll save the rest for tomorrow. It's good. I'm happy with that. Now let's just say you bought it, and you thought you were going to do it that way. And you ate the whole silly thing. But then you go, oh dear, I broke away from my thoughts. And I'm saying to you, go back to the thought that it was good. I enjoyed every bite. Now I won't need to buy any for quite a while. For I have satisfied that longing for the chocolate. I've made myself happy. I am joyful, and it didn't even cause an ounce to come on me. You see, it is, again, guiding the thoughts as to how we receive the information, how we use the information, how we decide, and creating joy out of it.